Hello and welcome to Mutually Yours, our podcast on all things investments. Now, this investor education initiative is brought to you by Aditya Birla Sun Life Mutual Fund. I am Supriya with you and I'm going to be your host for this podcast. And may I welcome the renowned financial planner, author of Yogic Wealth, Mr. Gaurav Mashruwala. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you, Supriya?
I'm doing great and I'm all set to learn so much from you today. It's wonderful to have you here in the studio with us today.
Thank you so much. I'll do my best.
I hope I ask you all the right questions. And there's so much to learn, in the world of finance specifically, and especially with the topic that we have today, which is financial freedom. An important aspect, I think, for people of all age group, and specifically me, because, coming into a city and trying to make a living yourself, understanding the most important five-letter word, which unfortunately is not smile, but money.
So, Supriya, they are never stupid questions. They're only stupid answers. The person who's replying doesn't reply properly. So if today I'm not able to do my job, that's not your fault. It's my fault.
I think it's going to be amazing, but we need to know today, what is financial freedom and why is it important?
Yes, it eventually comes down to money, but starts from mind, because money creates all possible emotions. While money per se doesn't have any emotions, but it creates insecurity, anxiety, ego. The moment you reach a stage when you are relaxed from this is when you can enjoy life fully. But to do that, you need to take some practical actions, practical steps. And that's where financial planning comes in, where you follow certain steps, plan something, and then you have financial freedom. Your mind is free.
You know, people generally end up saying so much that earning money is difficult. I think in today's times, earning money isn't that difficult. It's easy. But managing the money is the challenge, is where, the understanding comes in. So here's my next question to you. How can you achieve financial freedom?
So what you said is the answer, that nobody ever becomes wealthy by making a lot of money. People only become wealthy by keeping and managing a lot of money. So the moment you start managing properly, you take appropriate steps, you have probably contingency fund in place, you have your health and life insurance, you manage your loans properly, you're investing regularly, which is an important part, and then you have retirement plan and how to pass on in a documentation. The moment you have a plan, you feel more easy, you feel you're going on a particular path, you're going on a particular direction, and then you are on a journey to financial freedom.
Absolutely. One thing that's going on in my mind is when people start earning, you're getting the salary for the first time. Obviously, your initial reflex to that is, let's go and spend it. Let's have a good time. This is my money. For the first time, I have this with me. But I think that's where we lack the practicality and the knowledge of understanding that financial freedom is important. So when exactly should one start their struggle for financial freedom? And is it okay to start it as early as possible?
So 20s and 30s are your golden splurging and golden saving years. Now you have to decide the equanimity or the balance. The faster you start, the better off you are. But at the same time, what you said is when you start earning, the world is in your pocket. So you decide, nobody else can. Too much of hoarding will kind of bounce back at some point of time, and too much of splurging will create a problem. So start as soon as possible. The day you get your first pay, you may want to set aside certain amount of money for making it grow and then splurge balance.
All right. So you're suggesting that 20s would be a good time to start the struggle for financial freedom.
Always, because then you're giving your money, that seed of money, more time to kind of blossom, to kind of bloom, because then you have easily 30, 40 years left. The later you start, the more difficult it's going to be, because then you're also going to have more responsibilities coming, your family and kids and dependent parents. So sooner you start, better off you are. At the same time, don't compromise on enjoying life. Balance it out. But yes, start at the earliest. Even a small seed will kind of turn into a big tree.
Absolutely. People out there in their 20s, now striking the balance is the word. That's the importance. Moving on, how can you invest regularly without any stress, no matter what age you are?
So investing is not a New Year resolution. A lot of people do that and that's where they struggle. Make that a habit and start as small as possible. So I so many times go to school kids and say, can you save 5 rupees or 10 rupees every month? And then it goes on to 50 and 100 and 500. You won't feel the pinch. The moment you start doing small, you ensure that from every month that some money comes in, a smaller amount is kept aside. You will not feel stressed, and slowly, slowly, you will start getting benefits. It's like exercising. Start small, do it regularly, eventually you are the winner.
So it's more like making it a part of your life and not a New Year resolution, as you mentioned. So this is something that I want to know. Is regular investing enough for being financially independent?
Absolutely. The more disciplined and regular you are, the more benefits you will have, the more freedom you will have, because then it's your way of life. Pay yourself first is the kind of mantra which a lot of financial gurus have used it. From the earning, first set aside money for your investment, and then whatever is left is splurge. It could be a very small amount, but once it becomes habit, you're going to get addicted to it. You would always want to keep increasing that amount because you will see the benefits. So it's the investment regularly, discipline counts. It's not a lump sum large amounts.
One thing that I've noticed in people when it comes to investments is this one thing where they get impatient real quick. Now, this impatience about not getting the returns immediately, of course, doesn't make sense because things take time, of course, to grow, and even your money for that matter. So why should you invest for long term?
Well, actually, it's not long term. It's actually matching with your requirements. Mm-hmm. When do you need that money? So many times people ask me, how do I make fast returns? And I said, between cycle and plane, what is fast? And they say, obviously, plane. I said, if I want to go a kilometer away, then we probably need a cycle. Yeah. Same thing works here. If you require money in 1 or 2 years, you need to choose something else. If you need money after 8 to 10 years, you need to do something else. The moment you start matching your requirement and the appropriate mode of transport, you be fine. And same thing happens here. So it's not always fastest or highest. Mm-hmm. Start linking. That'll also give you financial freedom. And then you can do it with small amounts as well. As long as you know the direction is right, as long as you know your mode of transport is right, you're fine.
Yeah, so it's all about being patient with your money, focusing on the bigger picture, I suppose.
Absolutely. The clarity of thought is most important.
All right. So before we end this podcast today, let me just tell you, this has been beautiful learning from you about financially being independent and the people out there who are striving to be the same. A small message from your end.
Don't rush after making money, rush after managing money. Both require a separate set of skills. One requires expertise in your occupation. Second requires discipline. The moment you have that, you're fine.
Thank you so much for being with us, Mr. Gaurav. This was amazing, and we hope we get to speak to you about finance, about investments real soon. Thank you for being with
us. Thanks a lot. Thank you very much.
Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.